The upside of visiting an emerging destination is pristine landscapes, reasonable prices, and the rare opportunity to experience the authenticity of a place before it's overrun by tourists. There are, however, often trade-offs: the lack of a good transportation infrastructure, rudimentary hotel service, and poor medical facilities. But with an adventurous attitude, the benefits of exploring new places usually outweigh the struggles involved. Ready to lay claim to the next great place? Canada. The last leg of the Trans-Labrador Highway on Canada's eastern coast opened last summer. It stretches 1,000 kilometers from Labrador City through subarctic wilderness and remote coastal villages, and is one of North America's last frontiers. Mid-June to the end of July is the best time for whale watching. For the autumn show of leaf colors, and to avoid summer mosquito swarms, go in September. The mostly gravel road is generally driver-friendly, with wide shoulders and fairly level terrain, but it's still remote. Gas, food, and rest stops are up to 300 kilometers apart, and there is little cell phone coverage. China. The Diqing area in northwestern Yunnan is a showcase for traditional Tibetan culture, with monasteries, villages, and dramatic terrain. Diqing is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, where the Yangtze, Mekong, and Salween rivers run parallel through steep gorges. A soon-to-be-completed road project will cut the now 6-hour drive from the more touristed Shangri-La to just 3 hours. Mongolia. Mongolia, one of the most sparsely populated countries on Earth, is a land of undeveloped beauty. Just 560,000 people visited Mongolia last year, though tourist numbers have more than tripled in the last decade. The capital, Ulaanbaatar, is the gateway to Mongolia and a good base for those wishing to explore the country's grasslands, national parks, and Gobi Desert. What are you waiting for? Go!